What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Really is an ideal outcome for the prosecution. And again, I feel bad for the families. I know they wanted more.
So, you know, this is a story that broke yesterday on the Culberger case, and Phil Holloway joined us yesterday. One of the things that Phil said, and he may have had an incorrect gut instinct, and I think this is typical in cases like this, he thought, you know, instinctively that if there was a plea deal which takes the death penalty off the table, that the victims' families had to be consulted and might have been for this. And we're going to ask Paul Morrow, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector, attorney, and founder of a great website called theopsdesk.org for his opinion this afternoon. Hi, Paul. How are you? Thanks for coming back. I appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. Thank you for having me.
So what is your take on this whole deal? Because obviously jury selection was supposed to start here in about a month in August. You and I have been talking about this case for a long time. It's one of those that has, you know, gripped the nation because there were so many people killed in a very mysterious way. But you've also highlighted the evidence here, the DNA evidence from the sheath and everything that the prosecutors had on this guy. I mean, I don't think there was any doubt that he was guilty. Are you surprised by this? And then what do you think of the reaction from some of the family members?
So I wasn't surprised. I was shocked. At this stage of the game with this kind of an evidence of an evidence profile, I really did not expect this to come down. What I suspect happened is that at some point along the line, the prosecution offered the deal. It was sitting on the table. And then when the final sort of Hail Mary motions that the defense was making relative to having four alternative suspects introduced at trial, despite having no support for those, when that was finally shot down by the judge, they decided, okay, there's a deal on the table. We got nothing to lose. Let's just take it. Phil isn't wrong, by the way. Phil is an excellent attorney. In Idaho, the families do have to be consulted, and the prosecutor, right in his statement, said that they were. Mm-hmm. But the families' statements, the families' opinions are not dispositive. Ultimately, the prosecutor is an attorney. The prosecutor has a client, and that client is not the victim's families, but the people of the state of Idaho. And so the ultimate decision comes down to what the prosecutor wants to do. And in this instance, the prosecutor decided that this was the best move. I have my theories as to why, but that's the way it went.
Well, okay, what's your theory to why? Because I'm curious about that.
Well, I actually think there's a couple of things potentially going on here. I think three or four. Number one, they probably were getting pressure from the FBI. The FBI does not want to release how they did what they did with the DNA. And that is relatively new law. And so they might have felt like there was a vulnerability on appeal. And no prosecutor wants to win a case to lose it on appeal 3-4 years from now, 5 years from now, and have to redo the entire thing. And it's a very liberal circuit because it likely would be a constitutional claim. It'll go to the Ninth Circuit, which is notorious. And so then could be overturned and the families might have to relive the whole thing again, as would the prosecution. Secondly, and I think this has not really been explored very much, aside from the fact that there could be something else in the appeals that, you know, maybe there's some mistake that the police made that we don't know about. Looks right. Like the cops did a great job, but you never know. Is the fact that there was this collateral investigation, this other investigation that was potentially going to happen. If you recall, we had all these leaks. And recently, the judge said pointedly to the defense, if you guys want me to appoint a special prosecutor, I will do so. And by doing that, that prosecutor very well could unearth a whole can of worms relative to who leaked that stuff to a couple of different television agencies. They made movies about it. There is at least the one in, I forget. It was Dateline. And then there were, my understanding, two more coming down, one of which has the two surviving roommates in it. That's very sensitive stuff to be bouncing around in the media.
Right.
And it could also be something, almost certainly would be something, that is very ripe for appeal. You could argue he didn't get a fair trial. The jury pool was tainted even further. And so I think it put the prosecution in a little bit of a weaker position, especially on a death penalty case. And so I think at that point, they might have even revivified a deal that had gone dormant because all of a sudden they were on their heels. And to be really Machiavellian about it, maybe somebody was worried about their reputation. Now, I don't know that that leak came from the prosecution side. I'm speculating. The judge seemed to think so. Could have been anybody. Could have been the prosecutors, could be the cops, could have been a secretary in the clerk's office. But those leaks came out, they were damaging, and it put in my estimation, the prosecution in a vulnerable position.
But Paul, so he will admit to his crimes, he will admit that he did it, but he is not forced by this plea deal, and I don't know if sometimes plea deals are crafted this way, he does not have to explain his motive, correct?
He does not. As part of the plea deal, he apparently is just going to allocute, that is, admit, essentially, to the elements of the crime. That is, I did it purposely, intentionally, here's what I did, etc. But no, he is not going to be required to say why he did it. That will likely always remain a mystery until, as he's locked up, he decides he's going to write a book and make himself a jailhouse celebrity.
Well, and, you know, and I understand, you know, one of the cases for a plea bargain would be then you do not, I can't even imagine having a daughter or a son who was killed in any fashion, let alone in a brutal fashion in a mass murder like this. I would probably want to know why the hell he did it. On the other hand, to have to relive that time and time again, to your point, not only during an initial trial, but if there's, you know, other things that happen in the aftermath of that with appeals, that would be horrifying as well. On the other hand, I think it would leave me as the parent of a victim or a relative in a very uncomfortable spot to not know why the hell this guy did this.
I think that's accurate. And, you know, I think the hope was if you're going to get a deal, you get the whole thing. Now, look, it's not done yet. Ultimately, the judge is the decider.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never know if the judge decides for some reason that this thing is insufficient, that it's flawed, and he doesn't have to take it. But realistically, with both sides agreeing, just because the families don't like it, that doesn't mean it's definitely going to get thrown out. So I think that's where we are. Tomorrow, we're going to get a change of plea. I don't expect a lot of drama there. And figure in about two months, we are likely going to then get the sentencing. That's about how long it'll take in Idaho.
And why does it take that long?
Yeah.
Why does it take that long?
They do what's called a pre-sentencing investigation. Corrections does it. Usually it's in cases that are a little bit less cut and dry than this one because you want to see, does the guy have priors? Are there other aspects of this? Listen to the victim's impact statements, et cetera. In a case like this, it's pretty much known what we got. So, hey, guys, I'm sorry, I have to go. Looks like we got a verdict in the Diddy case.
Well, go ahead. I knew you were on Diddy. Then that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.